I'm going to preach just very briefly because I would like to let the liturgy really speak for itself. So just a quick thought. We started outside and we read the gospel, which talked about our Lord's triumphant and glorious entrance into Jerusalem, his own city. And we reenacted that through our own, again, starting outside in procession inward. And we sang the songs and we said the very same words that the people of Jerusalem said when they welcomed him into Jerusalem. Hosanna, Hosanna to the Son of David, Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And yet, it was less than a week later that those same people in Jerusalem shouted, "Crucify him." I would submit to you, brothers and sisters, that all of us, and I absolutely include myself in this, all of us do much the same thing. We're all very happy to announce to others when it's convenient that, yes, I'm a Christian, I'm a Catholic Christian at that. I go to church every Sunday. We're happy to come and to acclaim Jesus Christ as our Lord and God and sing to him, to exalt him. And then yet we are so willing to follow that up right away with shouts of "Crucify him." And it's nothing we say vocally. It's shouting through our sins, "Crucify him." And they're often in ways that no one would ever hear. We shout, "Crucify him," every single time we choose to entertain temptation instead of dismiss it. To entertain thoughts of anger, of lust, of any other sin. We shout, "Crucify him," silently every time we approach communion and receive unworthily. We shout, "Crucify him," every time we think ill of someone else who does not come forward for communion and assume the worst of them. In all of these ways, brothers and sisters, we are just like these people of Jerusalem who are so willing to acclaim him as their king and their Lord and to sing to him and then yet to follow up right away with "Crucify him." Let's be aware of the call that we have as Christians, as Catholic Christians. And let's take to heart those words that our Lord said to us today. "The Son of Man indeed goes as it is written, but woe to that person by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for him to have never been born."